The warming of the world's oceans as a result of climate change is having a devastating impact on coral reefs. The vibrant colors of the coral are being bleached white. As the water warms, the corals expel the colored algae living in their tissues.
But now a University of Arizona professor thinks he just might have an answer to this crisis, and the show's Lauren Gilger is here to tell us more about the plan. Good morning, Lauren.
Good morning, guys. So Dr. Mo Ihsani isn't a biologist. He's actually a civil engineer, and he spent most of his career designing carbon fiber products to repair crumbling bridges and buildings, things like that, infrastructure. But today, he's got a new use for one of his inventions, a pipeline that would deliver cool ocean water to the overheated areas that are hurting the corals. He says it's a low-cost and sustainable solution to the problem. And when I spoke with him first, I asked him to tell us about the wonder of the coral reefs and why they're dying.
Well, you know, if any of your listeners have ever gone scuba diving in some of these areas, these are, you know, beautiful scenes to enjoy. And so this problem basically has started in the last few years because of the global warming and the rise in temperature of the seawater. This slight change in temperature, but about 2 or 3 degrees Fahrenheit, is sufficient that causes the corals to expel the algae, which is on their skin.
That's the coral bleaching, right?
Yeah, yes. When that is expelled, then their color becomes white, and that's why the bleaching is used.
Right.
And ultimately, this leads to the demise of the corals, and they die.
So we're sort of slowly losing one of the wonders of the world here.
Yes, yes.
So how did you get involved with developing a plan to try to save them?
Well, really, my work, it started back nearly 30 years ago. I say that it took me 30 years to become an overnight success. So we started back, in the 80s to look at some new materials for repair and retrofit of structures, our buildings, bridges that are crumbling, and we talk about them so much today. In fact, so back in those days, I started with colleagues looking at using, instead of steel that corrodes, we used carbon fiber products, using those to strengthen and repair these structures. And over the years, that whole technology led us into strengthening some of these larger pipes in like nuclear power plants and other places. That ultimately led to the creation of this new type of pipe that we create have designed. And this is a totally different way of manufacturing of pipe, and that's really what makes this whole proposal that I have put forward possible. So, most of the pipes are constructed in short segments, about 10 to 30 feet long, and they're shipped from the factory to the job site, and they're connected together. Mm-hmm. And then you have always problem with the pipes corroding or leaking at the joints. In this concept, this infinite pipe that we have developed, we have an equipment that we can send to the field, and we actually build the pipe continuously on site. So if somebody needs, for example, 20 miles of pipe, with this equipment, we can make them one stick of pipe 20 miles long on site. And so now to get to the problem at hand, what we have proposed is that we can make this pipe continuously on site on a ship. One end of the pipe is left in the shallow part of the ocean, close to the reefs. Uh-huh. And then the other end of the pipe is just extended until it gets to a deep enough portion of the ocean or sea where the temperatures are pretty cool.
So you can and transfer then, the water back and forth.
Exactly. So then we would use a pump. So we can use the wave action, in fact, and run these pumps mechanically without the need for hardly any electricity. So once these pumps are installed, then the wave action would continuously push water from the deep cold regions into the shallow warmer regions and stabilize the temperature or cool the temperature of the water in those areas and hopefully bring back life to these corals.
So your plan is being submitted to the National Geographic Genius Challenge, and I wonder, do you think that other approaches to saving the coral reefs address the problem in this way? This is not, like you said, sort of a biological approach.
Well, you know, I don't want to take away from the fact that, you know, we should have paid more attention to our earth and not, you know, cause these problems in the first place. Mm-hmm. You know, that goes without saying. But now, you know, realizing that where we are today, I think, you know, this is definitely a cost-effective way of bringing back life to these dying corals and also stopping this process in some of the places. For example, recently there have been studies that even along the coast of U.S., for example, in Florida, they're saying that in about maybe 40 or 50 years, all of the corals will be dead.
So I wonder if this does, if you get the Genius Grant or if it is implemented in some other way and you get to test this and see if it works, how long do you think it would take before we could see results, and what sort of effects do you hope it would have?
Well, you know, one of the good things about this technology is that it is relatively easy to implement. So we can have, for example, multiple ships simultaneously making these pipes. And depending on the site that we are looking at, you know, of course, the Great Barrier Reefs, you know, is almost the size of Japan. So it's a huge area, and that would be a large undertaking, but there are a lot of other places where you could have an immediate impact. You know, places like we've been contacted by some folks, for example, in Belize or, you know, Florida or other places that have smaller areas of these corals. You know, we could definitely have an impact in those in the short term.
Okay. Dr. Mo Ehsani is Centennial Professor Emeritus of Civil Engineering at the University of Arizona and President of Quake Wrap Inc. Dr. Ehsani, thank you so much for coming on the show to talk to us about this today.
Thank you very much.
And if you want, you can vote for Ehsani's submission to the National Geographic Chasing Genius Challenge. We put a link to it on our website. That's at theshow.kjzz.org.
And that's the show's Lauren Gilger. Thanks, Lauren.
Thanks, guys.